When it comes to overtime pay, typically only hourly wage workers get it, as in time and a half for working more than 40 hours in a week. A few salaried workers also get overtime, not many. But starting in July, more will qualify under new rules from the Biden administration. So let's talk about it with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott.
So the current threshold is about $36,000. If you make less than that, you are entitled to overtime pay of time and a half. That threshold is going to go up a lot under this rule, isn't it?
Yeah, as of July 1st, the rule would stipulate that the threshold would go to about $44,000 a year. Then again, on January 1st of next year, it would go to $59,000. But then the rule also stipulates that every 3 years following July 1st of this year, it would go up again. So the idea is to keep sort of a steady increase in that threshold going in order to allow workers to keep up with the rising cost of living.
Yeah, I understand this will benefit, at least for now, more than 4 million workers in several sectors. I mean, we're talking about salaried workers in retail, fast food, hotels, healthcare, manufacturing, and media. Is the reality now, Mike, that many of these workers, you know, they have to put in, say, 56-hour weeks and they get no overtime? It's basically free labor to the employer?
That is, the Labor Department on their blog did talk about that. They've gotten a lot of comments from workers who are saying exactly that. Look, I make $40,000 a year. I rarely work 40 hours a week. Sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's 60. And I'm just not being compensated fairly, especially compared to hourly workers who, you know, all things equal would make a lot more working those extra hours. So that is certainly something the Labor Department is attempting to address with this rule change.
Has there been much of a response from the business community? Are they just saying, you know, we're going to adhere to this, or are they, you know, framing this as a big burden that's going to tie their hands?
Yeah, they're not happy about it. We have heard from an advocacy group for small businesses. They're saying, look, this will unnecessarily drive up their payroll costs. The National Retail Federation has also objected to it. And if you remember when President Obama tried to do this same thing in his second term, there was much backlash from a whole wide range of industry groups. So I think it's fair to say that we will hear from more groups opposing this going forward. Mm.
And the when the Obama White House tried to expand this, these opponents, right, took them to court. The opponents won, and then the Trump administration reduced it. And here's the Biden White House expanding it. Is this going to be challenged in court again? Is that just how it's going to go?
I would assume it will be. But the question is, Obama was very aggressive when he tried to raise the limit. It was less than 24,000 in his second term. He tried to double it to about 48,000. And the court, said, look, this department does not have the authority to make that big of a drastic change. This change isn't quite as drastic. You know, that first bump up would be less than 30%. Right. I think, you know, it is a question for the court whether that is within the Labor Department's power to do that.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.